What's up, everybody? It's your boy Josh with No Foul, No Penalty. Welcome to the sports show where we have no strings attached, no holds barred, anything goes. So good it makes you want to smack your mama, and so bad that they won't put us on TV or the radio. On today's episode, we are talking LeBron James and his legacy. Being swept in the NBA Finals, is that going to hurt his legacy? And also, did LeBron James really fake that injury? Find out next. Good afternoon, everybody. Hopefully you're having a wonderful day wherever you are located. And you are listening to No Foul, No Penalty. And here is your quick episode about LeBron James. LeBron James, for those of you who do not know, has a bruised hand or a swollen hand, whatever you want to call it. So apparently after game two, LeBron James decided to get a little angry and punch a blackboard. Like, what the hell, LeBron? That damn blackboard didn't do shit to you. As you can see in side-by-side pictures from his left hand and his right hand, that hand is pretty damn swollen. Now, do I think LeBron might have used this as an excuse at the end? I don't think so, but I know he put it out there for a show. Now, come on, LeBron, why are you going to put a cast on it now? Seriously? But the MRI and the X-ray haven't confirmed anything just yet as if it was broken, so that hasn't been released yet. But do I think LeBron was hurt? I do. But do I think he used it as an excuse? No. But did he use it as a show? Of course he did. Why else would you put the cast on when you've just been swept by the Golden State Warriors and you put a cast on and you go out there and talk to the media? Come on now, LeBron. Think smarter. So a lot of questions have been asked. LeBron James getting swept in the NBA Finals, is this going to hurt his legacy? Absolutely not. I don't think this hurts LeBron's legacy at all. There's a stat about everything in the NBA now. There's a stat for how many shoes have been untied in a regular season, and there's a stat for how much sweat has been dropped on the floor. They come up with a stat for everything. But I don't think this will hurt LeBron James' legacy. And I'm not a LeBron fan. I'm a Kobe fan. Kobe Bryant, that is. Not a LeBron fan. But I definitely don't think this hurts LeBron's legacy. I think he's got a few more years left in the tank. And you got to remember, he carried this team in the NBA Finals in the playoffs. And he just couldn't do it no more. The team wouldn't help. They sat around looking at him like, oh, what's LeBron going to do? And there was no help. Besides Kevin Love, LeBron James was it. So I don't think this hurts LeBron James' legacy at all. I think he's got a few more years left. And if you think about it, Kobe retired with 20 years under his belt. LeBron's got 15. He's got five more years. LeBron's got five more years, I think, in the NBA. Maybe less. So another question has arisen. Where will LeBron James end up? And boy, oh boy, I hope I'm right on this. I hope he does not come to LA. I'm a Lakers fan. Obviously, you could tell Kobe Bryant. I do not want LeBron James on the Lakers. And a lot of people ask me why. Why, Josh? Why don't you want the best player in the world? And I'll tell you why right now. I'd rather have two, three, or four role players than one superstar. I want a team. I don't want LeBron's team. I want a team. I want a team that's going to be able to keep up. I want several players to score double figures, not just one player try to carry the team. All right? That's my take on it. Everybody else can have LeBron, but please don't come to L.A., LeBron. Please. Please. You come to L.A., that hairline is going way back, I'm telling you. That spray-on stuff ain't going to work for long, bro. But guys, that is it for this quick episode of LeBron James. Tune in to our next show, which I don't even know when that's going to be. But we will have better material for you guys. And like I said, this is no holds barred. This is the stuff they don't want us to play over the radio, the TV, Facebook. So come back, chat with me, leave some messages, and we'll get you on. I am Josh with No Foul, No Penalty. See y'all later.